Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, and we're doing that with our good friend Gordon Chang. I'm Jim Blasingame. Gordon's been a member of our Brain Trust for 7 years now. Gordon G. Chang is the Twitter handle. GordonChang.com is the website. Gordon, thanks again for being here. One of the things that that I want you to talk about is what you think this coronavirus impact, the whole thing, is going to do to the control of the Chinese regime, to Xi Jinping's iron fist president for life, despot control over the country. Is this going to make them stronger? Is it going to make them weaker? Is it going to reveal to the rest of the world what liars the country, the leadership is? What do you think?
Well, certainly, I think it will weaken the Chinese regime. The Communist Party is going to have a difficult time surviving this. I'm not saying they're going to fall over this, but the Chinese people themselves talk about Chernobyl. And that, of course, is the accident at
right.
the reactor in the Ukraine. And then it took 5 years for the Soviet Union to fall from that. But it was the secrecy and the cover-up that eroded support among the people of the Soviet Union for the Soviet Communist mm-hmm. Party. And this is a dynamic that could occur right now, because most people in China just are absolutely furious. For instance, we were talking about the death of the doctor, the whistleblower in Wuhan,
right.
Li Wenlong. That's
a folk hero. He's a folk hero now, isn't he?
He's a folk hero. It created a firestorm where people were not only angry, they started talking about a new form of government in
wow.
China. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to get their way, but the anthem of China is now become Do You Hear the People Sing, which is that politically impactful song from Les Miserables.
Right.
And that really is an indication that people are starting, inside China, are starting to think about why their form of governance is the disease.
Right.
That is the worst one, communism.
You know, Gordon, Norman Cantor wrote a book called In the Wake of the Plague. He was talking about the Black Death of the Dark Ages. He said the plague was horrible. 40 million Europeans were died in that. But he said it killed everyone across the spectrum of society, not just the poor people, including the clergy and the aristocracy. He said after the plague, the world was opened up. We had the Renaissance. We had the Enlightenment. You know, we had Protestantism. His point was that as horrible as the plague was, it opened up the world to new things. Could this kind of thing happen in China? Is that what you're describing?
Anything can happen in China, Jim. You can't rule out any scenario. And so also the horrible scenarios as well. Xi Jinping could end up with more control after this.
Right.
But I think it's more likely that the regime is weakened to the point where it is not able to survive, especially because the Chinese economy right now
mm-hmm.
in reality is contracting. Oil demand is down 20% year on year. We see container ships leaving China 10% full only.
Right.
And many ships are just avoiding China altogether. Events have been canceled. Everyone is staying
at
home.
And corporate America is rethinking their supply chain, aren't they? This has done
Absolutely.
A whole lot for that.
They have to. The
economic implications are significant, and that's going to be good for American manufacturing, isn't it?
It will be, because we will see proximity manufacturing. In other words, manufacturing close to home,
right.
as people realize these long supply chains across the Pacific no longer make sense.
Especially with our independence with petroleum, that's going to help that out a whole lot. Gordon, I know you have to go a little early because you got some other – you're being pulled in a lot of directions. I want to thank you so much for the time you give us, and I hope you'll come back soon. And thanks again for 7 great years.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. We're going to let him go. He's got other people who want to talk to him, and we're so fortunate to have him spend some time with us. And don't forget, Gordon G. Chang is how you find him on Twitter, and GordonChang.com. What a great resource. And by the way, he's on television all the time. I know he spends a lot of time on Fox, but MSNBC, and not MSNBC, CNN, I think, has him on there. So look for him there, and you'll enjoy his commentary. I got to go for this hour. And by the way, folks, if you didn't see my piece this week on Black Swans, my column this week, you can find it on my website. You can find it on Biz Journals. You can find it on Forbes. On Black Swan, I talk a little bit about the coronavirus and how I connect it to your small business. So check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.